something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Jesus, in his earth walk, suffered what human beings suffered. But in the midst of the suffering, he won. The Bible tells us he laid aside his glory and didn't cease on his reputation as the Son of God. He put it aside and functioned like us. He was hungry like you. He was thirsty. You remember on the cross, he said, "I thirst." He wanted water. He was tired and slept. That's the way Jesus was. Jesus was tired. Can you imagine Jesus at the end of the day? Didn't you read it? The Bible says he was weary with his journey. He had walked a long distance and became tired. That's what the Bible says. Jesus was tired from walking. Sat at the well, tired and hungry. His disciples went to try to get him food. By the time they brought him food, he didn't feel like eating anymore because he had been sharing the word. Oh, some of us feel the same way. I feel the same way a lot of times. Sometimes I feel hungry, but wait until I get to share the word of God. I forget about food until I'm done. I just don't think about food then. No time. You like, wow, this is just the best. You know why? Because your spirit is where the life is. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema that comes from the mouth of God." Every rhema. Oh, glory to God. I hope you'll understand this. I'm sure you will. He says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema." That means God's word for the now. God's word to me today. God's word concerning me now. When I hear that word in my spirit, and I voice it, he says, I live by the word. Rhema is a spoken word. Rhema is not the word that you think in your mind. Rhema is that word that comes to your spirit and you voice it. It's got to be spoken to be rhema. God gives it to you. You hear in your spirit. Maybe when you're studying. Maybe when you're listening like this. And then you get it. When you get a hold of it. That's my rhema. That's the word for me. And then you speak. And whatever you confess on the basis of rhema is rhema. And what happens is, you get what you say. You get what you say. See, Christianity is for living. In other words, it's something you practice. You actually watch your life grow. You see yourself making progress. Life ceases to be a mystery. I can't understand why a lot of Christians feel like life is a mystery. And it's not. You know, they're praying and trying to, oh God, you know, like God's mysterious. We don't know what's going to happen to our lives. You know, they're just living from day to day as though we don't know what's going to happen. Oh God. No, you enter every day with a sense of victory, with a consciousness of mastery. But you see, that only happens when you have Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness. Let's look at Jesus for a moment. You ready? Okay. St. John chapter 6 and verse 63. I want you to notice what he says. Oh, boy. He says, I want you to hear this man of Galilee. It is the spirit that quickened. That means it's the spirit that gives life. The flesh profited nothing. Then he says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. What a confession. Jesus said it. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They are not empty words. How many of you can say to somebody, the words that I speak are not empty? See that? See that? If you knew, if you were aware of such a thing, think about what your communication would be like. This, my back is always pinning me. Can you imagine? This, my back is always pinning me. I don't know why. You know, the talk of confusion. A vacillating spirit. Oh. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I speak words of life. I'm a blesser, not a curser. I'm a lifter. Oh boy, think about it. Think about it. Think about your life when you talk like Jesus every day. Every day. Think what kind of life you'd live. All right, now, turn to verse, same book, but verse 38. Are you there? This is a big one. Read it with me. 1, 2, go. Ah, stop. Maybe we didn't hear him. Since you were born, how many people have you heard say in public, I came from heaven? Hey, I told you the other day, one Christian said, I'm the heavenly man, and a book had to be written about it. Can you imagine that? Because most Christians don't know they are heavenly. Now think about it. Jesus said, look, I want you to notice the confessions of the Son of God. He says, Not I came down from Australia. Not I came down from the UK. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I just came down from London. That's not what the man is saying. Can you think about it in the same sense that they would say, I came down from Kano this morning. I came down from Abuja this morning. The man says, I came down from heaven. No, think of the consciousness. For him to have been so successful, he must have been aware of something that others were not aware of. He must have had a knowledge that was a mystery to others. Because he lived as a man. He proved that what he did, we could have done. That's why he lived as a man. Wow. I came down from heaven. I came down from Abuja. I came down from heaven. We've heard people come down from everywhere except heaven. Can you dare talk like him? You ought to. Jesus, I am from above. He looked at the Jews in the eyes and he says, yeah, from beneath. And when you're born again, you're born from above. Amen. You got the life of God in you. You came from above. How we should learn, get this consciousness. Get it. No wonder he had absolute mastery. I see it now. Wow. No wonder he did the things he did. Man, oh my. Praise God forevermore. Amen. Let's see some more. Chapter 8, St. John. No man ever spake like this man. Let's look at it, verse 12. I mean, he blew their minds. I want you all to read it. One, two, go. Think about it. He didn't say, there's a light from God. Philosophers talk like that. There's a special light. You know, they try to make it look wonderful. But Jesus never spoke like a philosopher. He didn't say, there's a special light. Anybody who sees that light will be great. There is a light. If you can find it. Has the philosopher seen it? No. But he tells his followers, there is a light that you must find. To be great, you must see that light. So, have you seen it? No. Jesus comes, not talking about the light. He says, I am the light of the world.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.